Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Tuesday to you. Tuesday feels like Monday, but it is Tuesday. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Good to be back with you. Hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. Hopefully it was spent with a lot of fun, but very safe. Very safe. So that should be, hopefully it was a good thing for you. Relax. Got your battery charged, recharged, ready to go. So got a lot of stuff to get to you. We got some good sound coming up for you from the Clippers and the Nuggets from Toronto and from Boston. We can get that recap. Tonight, LA plays Houston, and I got to give you my thoughts on the Bucks. And it's not so much as the Bucks as it is their head coach. Thoughts on that? DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Cardinals, broke off getting paid. P-A-I-D. We'll get into that as well. So much stuff to get into. And, yeah, we'll touch on the Diamondbacks. So we'll get into all of that coming up here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. Oh, and I do apologize. I got some NFL preview for you. Thank you for joining us today. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco that is located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get down there. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member. Get a locker backs up to a humidor. Gives you access to the members' lounge. Perfect place to be. Games are on every day. Football starts. A beautiful place to watch football. They do serve beer and wine. So make sure you get down there and definitely check them out. Watch one of those games. Become a club member. Do all those things. And you get 10% off your sticks when you let them know that PLR sent you. Now, if you can't get down there, no worry. No worries. It's Monday. I know it's Tuesday. It's Monday. Go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. That's StogieWorld.com. Order your sticks online. It's the same great selection as if you were in there. So all that can be done, like I said, all tied to and part of Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thank you for joining me on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Let's open these phone lines up. Let's have some fun. Call in number 917-889-7828. You know the topics. Hopefully you are on for the pre. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Lou, my friend. How are you?
Well, but Diamondbacks aren't the only ones struggling right now. The Yankees are just as bad. I mean, I haven't seen this bad in quite a while. I know it's a short season. I know we've got a lot of injuries and whatnot, but this is not like the Yankees that I know. I mean, they're in danger of not making the playoffs either. So
you said in danger. Okay, the Yankees are in danger or maybe might make the playoffs, might not. The Diamondbacks are definitely not going to make the playoffs. At all. at 15-27. They've lost 15 out of 17. I'll tell you what, I would take the Yankees' problems because your problems are pretty much tied to injuries. Once, hopefully you get some guys back before it gets too late in the game. I know you're 41 games in, only 19 to go, but that struggle, it's tough. And by the way, let me ask you this question. If the Yankees are completely healthy, are you still beating Tampa anyway? Because they're good.
Yeah, but, you know, if we were healthy, it'd be a completely different story right now. But they're a train wreck right now. And the thing is, with the shortened season, you don't have time to get them recuperated and, you know, finish out the season. It's a lot different than playing 162 games.
As of right now, you guys are in. Because I believe it's 8 teams from each league, if I'm not mistaken. So you guys would be in. It would be Tampa, Toronto, your Yankees rather, Cleveland, White Sox, Minnesota, the A's, and Houston, the Astros, would be the playoff teams.
If they can hold up. Right now they're losing to Tampa because they give us a hard time. Even Baltimore is breathing down our necks too. So it's anybody's race. At this point,
I don't think there's any shame in losing to Tampa though, because they're really good. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they have the second best record in baseball. So there's no shame in losing to them if you're down and you're injured.
No, there isn't. Speaking of injuries, Greek Freak has ankle re-injured on Sunday's game, and the jury's still out if he's going to play tonight or not.
Yeah, I saw that. You know what? I think this is where you have to weigh long term versus short term, and what is it worth if he plays or doesn't play at this point. So,
I don't think it's going to matter.
See, one game. I was going to get into this later, but I'm glad you brought it up. You're not the first person I heard say that. And I vehemently disagree, because there's a difference between finishing a game without your superstar in the playoffs and having your superstar not be there when the other team is now about to completely prepare for you, superstar. So I think that's the difference. With him, without him, everyone can muster up and they don't have to worry. You know, Chris Middleton doesn't have to worry about passing the ball because he ain't got to worry about it. He's got to shoot. Eric Bledsoe doesn't have to worry about it because he's got to shoot. Everybody doesn't have to worry about it that game because they know their guy is out. Well, Miami now is going to come back and say, okay, well, we see what's happening. We know if we shut this down instead of us worrying about shutting that guy out, we just got to worry about this guy and this guy. It changes because Freak opens up so much stuff. So, yeah, I think for that game, and let's be honest, well as they played and as poorly as Miami played, they still needed overtime. And if you think Miami's not going to be prepared, and that'd be unlike last time where they kind of started smiling a little bit when Freak went out, I don't think that's going to happen again. They need him if they stand a chance to win. And to be honest with you, I don't think it really matters because they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. They're not going to beat them.
Who would have thought that? I mean, I would have thought for sure that, you know, the Bucks are going to win it, but, you know, Miami is just proving to be too strong. If this happens, though, my finals pick is destroyed. So, we'll be on and on that. Who would have thought? I did not see this coming.
Well, who did you pick?
For the finals, I had the Bucks and the Lakers.
Well, it's not completely destroyed. You still got the Lakers on the other side that can possibly win. I'd never pick Milwaukee, though, to be honest with you. I picked someone just as bad, though, because they're getting their butts kicked. Toronto, Milwaukee's not built for the postseason. You're a baseball guy, right?
Yes.
Do you remember a few years ago, the Seattle Mariners went on this ridiculous run? And the regular
season, 116
when they won,
wins?
116 wins. They were built for the regular season. Their pitching wasn't built for the playoffs. And they got to the playoffs, and they got exposed. Same thing with the Bucks. They're not built for the playoffs. They're not. That's not how they're put together. And honestly,
okay, how do you explain that they're built for the regular season, but when it comes time to the playoffs, they're just not built? Don't you think with a regular season that they will be built for the playoffs though?
No, because in a regular season you're playing games. One night you get you get to beat up on the Eastern Conference every game, so that's one.
Right.
So you get to beat up on New York and Chicago and Detroit, and you get to beat them up like 12 to 16 times a year. So there's a lot in Charlotte and those teams. Two, when you play during the season, teams aren't preparing for you. They're preparing to play their game. And from years of basketball and from years of covering the Suns and from talking to umpteen numbers of players and coaches, when you're in the regular season, you're playing your game. And you're making adjustments throughout the game to stop the other team. In the playoffs, you have one team that you can focus on. If Milwaukee comes to town on a Tuesday and Boston's coming to town on Wednesday, you can't prepare for Milwaukee because the next night you got to go play Boston. There is no practice. There probably isn't even a shootout. It's finish that game, go home, play tomorrow. In the playoffs, it's not like that. So you got to have a certain amount of toughness, and you have to have some other scoring. You have to have some other reliable people. Chris Middleton is a nice player. Bledsoe is a nice player. They're not that second and third dog. And they're playing Miami, a team basically that has pit bulls all over the place. Makes a difference. Makes a big difference.
Yeah, so you're not completely surprised that the Bucks are choking in this playoff round?
And here's the thing. I don't think they're choking. I just don't think this was the worst matchup. If you even go back to when this started, if you go back to the show that I did before this playoff started, I said, this is a bad matchup for them. This is a bad matchup.
You did say that. You did. You're right. You did.
Miami is too tough. Too tough. Jimmy Butler, Coach Spo, all coming down from Coach Riley. They're too tough for them, man. They're just getting—they're getting beat at everything. Look, here it is. Basically, when they went up the other day, and Jimmy Butler literally said, and I'm gonna beep it when he said, "Don't you MFers know? Didn't I tell you MFers who I was? We are better." You F you can't beat us. And then as they're leaving the gym, Bam Adebayo is saying, they can't beat us. Did you ever hear Milwaukee say anything?
No.
Because it was true. They can't. So,
spoken from Bam Bam.
That's the problem.
Yeah, Bam Bam. Well, I call him that, even though it is his nickname, but I refer to him as Bam Bam.
Yeah, so, no, Milwaukee is not ready for that type of – you ever know people that have to get ready? Like when there's nonsense, they got to get ready? That's not Miami. Miami ain't got to get ready. They stay ready.
Sure.
That's the difference.
You should see how it was when I'm trying to get ready for my sister's wedding. Oh boy. That's no story. Okay. Eek.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's another story. That was almost 20 years ago. Oh boy, am I getting old?
Hey.
Wow. All right, I know you're coming against the clock and the dinner bell's about to ring anyway, so I'll leave it at that.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, thanks, Lou. Lou, good friend of the program. Yeah, man, that's some smoke that Milwaukee they can't deal with that. They really can't. They're really getting punked in every sense of the word. They are 100% getting punked.
You play like punks. You get treated like a punk.
And that's exactly what's happening to them. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to the Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Tuesday. I have to keep reminding myself of that because it sure does feel like a Monday. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is coming to you live right now, 1 o'clock show, straight up time. Almost past 1 now, but you know what I mean. Listening to us live here on KSRN BTR. Get the replay as well at 3 o'clock. KSRN Casual Sports Radio Network. Make sure you download the app, Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you can get your apps from. Make sure also to check us out if you go to thesportscave.com. Click the Listen Live button. There's so many ways to get us. We are everywhere. So definitely make sure you are checking us out. Wow, what a weekend. What did we see this weekend? We saw college football. We saw basketball. We saw hockey. We saw baseball. They're back, man. They're back. The key is hopefully they stay back. Because you know what happens this Thursday. And like I said, we do have sound to get to later in hoops. But Thursday, I want to talk about it because football returns. I don't know about you. I can't wait for the NFL. And what makes it so cool this year, for all the wrong reasons, we didn't have preseason football. So we didn't have to sit around and wait for those lousy-ass games to end. We're going right to the main course. You don't have to waste your time. There's nothing worse than having to wait for your main course, and in the meantime, you're spending your money on appetizers you really don't want. You already ate all the free bread. That didn't do nothing for you. Because have you ever noticed they don't bring you the free bread until after you order your appetizer? Every restaurant, until you order the appetizer, then they give you the free bread. They never bring you the free bread first. They know if they bring you the free bread, then you won't eat the appetizer. Same with football. They make you pay to see all these preseason games live. If you get a season ticket or you get passes, you got to pay for all those games before you get the real stuff, and nobody wants that. Not everybody has credentials to check out games, so they got to pay for that crap. But not this time. You can walk right in, order your food, and start eating. There is no delay. We are walking right into the restaurant on Thursday, and we begin eating right away. Right away. And we get it started with the Super Bowl champs. You think I'm going to give you my picks already? Out your mind. Don't wait till the weekend. But what I am going to give you is slowly a little bit of preview for who I think. What is wrong with me today? It must be Monday because I can't speak. I don't care the calendar says it's Tuesday. But I'm going to give you a little preview of the teams that I think will ultimately do well this year. And I'm going to start off in the AFC. We'll focus on the AFC for today before moving on to the NFC. Mañana, Thursday, we'll pick the Thursday night game. I will have a guest on between now and then. just talk football and talk about what it was like when, like, coming up to that first game and how you start getting ready because they really start to count. And then on Friday, I'll give you my weekend picks for entertainment purposes only. So if you decide you want to put a wager on it, then that's you. But if you want to make a little bit of pocket change, a little bit of extra money, a little bit of some, then you might want to get with me on that and listen. So I'm going to start off with the AFC West. Got into a conversation with one of my dudes. He's a radio guy as well. Big, big Raider fan. Huge Raider fan. He asked me, where were our weaknesses? And not our, you know, his are, because he's a Raiders guy. I said, you know what? I like your running back. I actually like your defense a little bit. And I love the possibilities you have on offense. But there is one thing I don't love. One thing that stands out to me. One thing that I think will ultimately hurt you in that division is I don't trust your quarterback. Don't trust Mr. Carr at all. At all. So I don't really have this warm fuzzy of how they're going to turn out. And that's the one team I think that can give, I don't want to say Kansas City a push, but I think that will be the second best team in that division. And I may be hustling backwards, but Drew Lock and the Los Angeles Chargers, I've had a year to practice. Hopefully I get that right now. They don't scare me at all. And they just don't. The Chargers are transitioning. They're going from years and years of Breeze. So we'll see how that all works out for them. But no warm fuzzies on the Chargers at all. And I can give you a bunch of reasons why. One, I just always say the one place you got to go to whenever you're looking at something, whenever you're trying to get a base or a feel of how teams will be, how teams will turn out, it's real simple. Go to the starting quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is a very good, safe guy to have as your QB. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's not going to do anything crazy. But he is Alex Smith light. He is the check down king. He will check the ball down. He's not going to throw it over the top too much. He's not going to do anything like that. So you won't have a lot of turnovers. You probably won't score a lot of points. Austin Eckler is your running back. I think that is great until he is now the feature guy. I think that changes a lot. With him as a feature back, I think it changes a whole lot. So, I don't know. I don't have that same warm fuzzy with him, especially with Austin Eckler as a starter and not a backup. But we will see how they go. But I think they're a very average team, and they will not push for anything. No playoffs for Denver either. Again, no warm fuzzy with Drew Lock as my starting quarterback. Kansas City, and I'm just starting with the best there is in that division. I'm starting with the best there is in that conference. They are going to ball out. They are a track team in cleats. First off, you have an alien as your quarterback, and now you're introducing Clyde Edwards-Helaire as your starting running back, another track dude that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that can run. And I know I'm a big believer in you got to run the football, but the way they run the football and the way they set it up with little swing passes and dip passes that are getting you the 4 yards and 5 yards on first down, that gets you in those second and fives, and if you suck up a little bit in coverage just for a second, Tyreek Hill's gone by you, Mecole Hardman is gone by you, Travis Kelce is catching stuff over the middle, and it's just a nightmare for any defense. They can spot you 28 points. They can spot you 21 points. Doesn't matter. They're still going to put the ball up on you. and no lead is safe. So we shall see how that will shake down. In the AFC South, we have Jacksonville. Things suck. And I knew I could have danced that up and gave some warm and fuzzies about how Jacksonville can be competitive. And they could, Jacksonville sucks. We'll find out what Gardner Minshew is really made about. He'll be throwing a lot of passes. DJ Chark should be catching a lot of those passes. James Robinson is a running back. They got rid of Leonard Fournette, who just took a great shot when he said he finally has a quarterback. He was released signed by Tampa Bay. So I guess he never thought Blake Bortles was a good quarterback. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. I'd be surprised if they won more than four games. I really would. Indianapolis, go ahead with Drew Brees if you – excuse me, Phillip Rivers if you want to. I'm not buying that. I'm just not buying it. I think they'll have a decent running game between Jonathan Taylor and Marlon Mack. T.Y. Hilton at some point will get banged up because that's what T.Y. Hilton does. That offensive line, hopefully it can keep Phillip Rivers up. And what they will have officially done now is find a way to stay in games close enough where at the end Phillip Rivers can throw an interception and they can lose the game. So they have become the Los Angeles Chargers. They're not going anywhere, and they're going to go there really, really fast. Tennessee Titans. I'm curious with this team. Derrick Henry has a little bit of pocket change now. Corey Davis isn't going to sneak up on anybody, neither is A.J. Brown. Is Ryan Tannehill really good? Did we really get to see what he's about? Or did he just come into the right situation to be a decent quarterback on a team that controls the clock by running a ball with the running back the size of a linebacker? So we'll see. I still don't think they win that division. I think it still shakes down the same way it has. Houston, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Jacksonville. Does Tennessee make the playoffs? That's the part I'm really curious. I'm kind of still hedging on that a little bit because I think another team is going to put them out, and I haven't gotten to that team yet. When I do, you will see why. And then, of course, let's wrap it up with Houston. Dynamic quarterback. Just got broke off, going to make a whole lot of money, deserves every penny of it, Deshaun Watson. Look for David Johnson to have a resurrected-type career in Houston. I think he's going to do very well there. He was a tiptoe burglar here in Phoenix forever. I think he'll go back to catching a whole lot of passes out of the backfield. I think that will help him. A lot. So we'll see how that goes for him. When you got Deshaun Watson, his mobility, his accuracy, his ability to make big play after big play, I think that will go a long way in helping him get back on track and maybe running hard with something to play for again and not just a paid tiptoe burglar like he was here in Phoenix for the Arizona Cardinals. Will Fuller, they added Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb. So Darren Fell, the tight end. So, there's a lot of targets. Can they run the ball consistently, though? Will that be an issue? Is David Johnson up to running the ball? And not only up to running the ball, is he up to running the ball hard and getting hard, tough yards? Running the ball, he can do. Running tough has always been the answer. They'll win the division because of Deshaun Watson, in spite of their terrible coach, who makes just Bill O'Brien does some things that as a Houston fan, I would just throw my hands in the air. But we'll see how that all shakes out with him there. Maybe he learned something from last year, right? Always hope, I guess. Well, we got two more divisions to do. We got the AFC East. We got the AFC North. We got the sound from Nuggets, Clippers. Want to get to all that? We'll do that right after this break. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday. Hopefully, mentally, now I'm into it and know that it's Tuesday and not treating it like a Monday with these words I keep mispronouncing. Make sure you're following us on all the social media platforms, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. SportsCave.com is the website. Again, that's with the K as well. And you can check me out on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Make sure you're checking out Instagram. I got a little snippet up there, which I will be doing a full show, Cigars with the Cave show. You'll see that on our YouTube channel, The Sports Cave. So make sure you're definitely checking that out. If you go to Instagram now, up there is a snippet of the show, Cigars with the Cave show, that we did via Zoom with Stacy Dillard, formerly of the New York Giants, Oklahoma Sooner, and with Chris Zorch, Notre Dame, as well as those Chicago Bears. And in this snippet, they'll be talking of what got them into smoking cigars, what was their first cigar, and there's some really funny stuff up there that you might want to check out. So spend a couple minutes. Check it out over at the Sports Cave on Instagram, on IGTV. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. Giving you a quick preview of the AFC. And like I said, this is real quick. This isn't one of those deep dive intel. I'm basically telling you who's going to win divisions, who's not going to win divisions. And we are going to move over to the AFC North. Cincinnati will suck. Joe Burrow's good kid's going to get hit a lot. Right, let's just keep this simple. The Cleveland Browns. Okay. All right. Okay. I think Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. Yeah, I said it. I think they are. And that's why I was on the fence with Tennessee. I really do think Cleveland's going to make the playoffs this year. I think they got rid of a whole bunch of unnecessary noise in coaching. They have some adults in the room now. I think the adults in the room will help Baker Mayfield display his talent. I think they're going to have a solid running game with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Odell Beckham Jr. will be a lot different this year. Same with Jarvis Landry. Rashard Higgins is a different type tight end that will not want the ball or believe that he should have the ball as much as Chubb, Odell, and Jarvis Landry. I'm sorry, not Rashard Higgins. Austin Hooper, finally, formerly of Atlanta. He got rid of, can't think of the kid's name, at wide receiver. That's who Rashard Higgins took over for, that just couldn't stay out of trouble, the kid from Florida. And like I said, you just have some grown people in the room now. Myles Garrett just got rewarded with the paycheck. I'm sure he's over his immaturity. He can't walk around in dudes in the head with helmets. I think Sheldon Richardson's going to have a very, very solid, solid year on that defensive line. And I just like what they're doing. I've always liked Greedy Williams at cornerback. Maybe I'm one of the few people, but I think that's going to be – he's going to play very well for Cleveland. And I really think they're going to sneak in the playoffs. I think you're looking at a 9-7, 10-16. Then you got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I definitely think will make a comeback. The key is James Conner has to stay healthy. He has to stay healthy. Juju Smith-Schuster has to stay healthy, and he's got to prove he's the number one. Michael Irvin said it. I'm going to keep repeating it. It's real easy to line up as a number one. It's really hard being a number one. Every team has a number one receiver, but every team doesn't have a number one receiver. It's one thing when Antonio Brown is over on one side, making it a whole lot easier for you to catch passes. So we'll see what he has, along with Deontay Johnson, James Washington, return of Big Ben Roethlisberger. Listen, that worries me. If Tennessee jumps into the playoffs, it won't be because of Cleveland. It'll be because of Pittsburgh. Mason Rudolph, to me, has proved he's not a great backup. Joshua Dobbs will be the third quarterback. They brought him back. Let me tell you something about older quarterbacks that get injured. Generally, they don't get injured less. They get injured more. So as good of a career as Big Ben has had, Hall of Fame career, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm worried about him staying healthy. It's not like Tom Brady, older, that never gets hurt. Ben Roethlisberger gets nicked, gets hurt, gets walking booted, get all the stuff that makes him look like a diva so he can try to show you how tough he is and how much he recovered. But older injured quarterbacks don't get less injured. They get more injured and older. And then obviously winning the division, I have the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson will be better. He'll be a better passer. Mark Ingram is still there to help with the run. Marquise Brown with speed. Mark Andrews, sure-handed tight end that will be the safety valve for Lamar Jackson. I like the way this team is put together. If Lamar Jackson stays healthy, he's going to have another MVP-type performance. One more year of maturity, good, solid defense. Baltimore's winning that division. Miami, as we move to the AFC East. Okay. The only thing we need to know about them is how long is it before they insert Tua Tagovailoa into the starting job. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick good enough to start the half the year? Is it one of those, well, let's get him comfortable by bye week, let's get him in by, if we start off bad, do we go to him? If we start off great, do we ride Ryan Fitzpatrick out? It's going to be one of those years with them. So they're going to be bad. The one thing, though, that we know, they will compete. They will definitely compete. They're not going to lay down for you. They're running with Jordan Howard, more of a power game. Matt Breida over from the 49ers. Devontae Parker is a very talented wide receiver. Will he be? Will the quarterback be upright enough to get him the ball, though? Like I said, this team will play tough. They'll compete with you. I just don't think they're very good. The New York Jets, tough team to read. I think this is where we find out something about Sam Darnold, because there are those people that absolutely love Sam Darnold. And if Sam Darnold did this, he would be here. And if Sam Darnold did, played here, he'd be there. Well, you know what? Sometimes your first meal isn't at Ruth's Chris. Sometimes your first meal is at McDonald's. And you got to work your way up until you can afford Ruth Chris. And I don't think Sam Darnold has always done that. I love it when I hear, well, look how he finished the year. Well, let's see how he starts the year. I think there's going to be a difference with Le'Veon Bell this year. I think he's got to play better. I'm not in love with their wide receivers. I know Jamison Crowder can scoot. Not the biggest fan of Rashard Perriman. Chris Hogan, nice possession receiver. Bounced around a couple teams since he's been gone from New England. So we'll see. And the one thing that always happens with the Jets, they will find injuries. I'm interested to see how the locker room is with Jamal Adams gone and moved on to Seattle. So we'll see what this defense is like. We'll see what this offense is like. I'm really kind of shaky on that. Buffalo will make the playoffs. I'm the person, one of the people, I should say, that intrigues me the most is Josh Allen. I honestly don't believe he can throw the ball with accuracy. I don't. But can he be accurate enough to not kill them? I don't know, man. I am not the biggest Josh Allen guy. I'm not. I'm not really sold, man. I get told a lot, I'm not giving him a chance. I don't know. I like Devin Singletary. I like the fact they brought over Stephon Diggs. Love the speed of John Brown. Love the fact that you got a possession receiver in Cole Beasley. I just don't know if he can hit people. I don't know if he can hit people coming across the middle that's wide open with their hands up without throwing it 5 yards over their head or throwing into double coverage. I'm not sold. I think because they can play great defense and they can control the clock, I think they'll make the playoffs. But my jury is out big time, big time, as long as Josh Allen is your quarterback. And then the last team in the AFC East, I love New England. I think Sony Michel is going to have a great year. I think N'Keal Harry is going to show out. Cam Newton and Bill Belichick are going to find a way, man. I don't doubt Belichick. I don't. You better against him if you want to. If you want to, I don't want to. I still have them winning this division. I haven't given playoff picks. So here's the deal. The only team that I have out of the playoffs so far, completely out, is technically Pittsburgh. Excuse me. Yes, it's technically Pittsburgh. Or Tennessee. One of those two. They're out. I have Cleveland as the new in. My long shot in would be the Raiders if Derek Carr surprises me. Etched in stone for me, New England, Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, KC. I'm really out on a limb, Tom. Those are the five teams I think are in. Now, mind you, I didn't say anything about that devil known as COVID because he's going to wreak havoc somewhere. You know it is. So we'll see what happens with that. We're going to step away for 15 seconds. We're going to come right back, wrap up this stuff with some basketball. Got the sounds. Got to tell you what I think about tonight's games, what I think about these series. And we'll do all that in 15 seconds. This is The Cave Show with VLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, fastest hour in sports talk radio. We're going to flip this over to the NBA, talk about these games that happened. Since the last time I spoke to you, a lot has changed in the NBA in terms of the games, where everything is, what's going on with them, how teams look. Houston is down 2-1 against the Lakers. They play tonight. Don't be surprised if Houston wins this game. Well, let me rephrase it. I wouldn't be surprised if Houston wins this game tonight. I don't think the Lakers actually played all that well the other night when they won. I truly don't. On Sunday night, when they won 117-109, they had a ridiculous set of games from LeBron James and from Anthony Davis, and then there are others who showed up. I have no confidence in those others showing up again. I just don't. I do not trust them. I think blitzing Harden as he came across the line was brilliant. Kind of threw them off. Took them a while to get that figured out. And I don't think Russell Westbrook is going to play as reckless and as irresponsible. I can't believe I'm going to say this because I'm a big Russell Westbrook fan. At the end of games, if they're close coming down to the last 4 minutes, I think you have to find a way for James Harden to be your primary ball handler. And Russ has to play off the ball. I think that will do wonders for Houston and where they're trying to go. Miami and Milwaukee tonight. Basically like a, what's that game? Finish them. Finish them. I forget the game. I forget. Anyway. But I think that's what they're basically going to be saying. Sucks when you can't, when you know what you're saying and you can't think of the freaking game that you were going to use to say what you were going to say. Yesterday, Boston beat Toronto. That, to me, that series is over. I thought it was – Boston had them beat, and this would have been the game last night that clinched it. They Toronto just made a perfect pass and a perfect shot at the buzzer. I think Boston's just a better team. And I didn't believe that going into this series, but it's obvious they are just a better team. And they don't really act like it or really feel like they're all this. They've done nothing. The games, the previous two games, according to Kemba, well, you know what? This is what Kemba said.
Tough, you know. I just thought we got out tough last game.
He said, plain and simple, they just got out tough. And they came out this last game and won 109. They definitely weren't getting out tough over the last two. And they had some keys to this win, some keys that they had to get ready to win this game.
Focus, stay locked in, you know, execute the game plan, come out and play hard, play tough, and do our jobs, hold each other accountable, and that's all that matters.
I heard him. Again, play tough, hold each other accountable. That's what we have to do. That's what their keys to win. But it's still the playoffs,
that's
right?
Playoffs. Got to come out ready to fight every single night. If not, and teams, that's how you lose. So our guys came out ready to fight tonight. We got to come out ready to fight tomorrow. I mean, next game.
And then Jason Tatum hopped on that same bandwagon when he was talking about them just flat out being ready.
I mean, like you said, just coming out, you know, following the game plan and knowing, you know, not to wait. You know, just attack first on both ends. Just be aggressive. And I think that's what we did. I mean, obviously, we had a few mistakes, but for the most part, we competed for the full 48. And, you know, that's what it's going to take if you want to win in the playoffs.
Abby Chen.
You know what I think is kind of funny? When I hear people say, you got to play for a full 48, you ever notice people say that only after that comes up twice. After a win, you hear, you got to play 48 full minutes. And then when you lose, sometimes your team say, well, we didn't play 48 minutes. If you know you got to play for the 48 minutes, why don't you play for the 48 minutes in the playoffs? In the regular season, if someone says, we didn't play for the full 48, and say it's a back-to-back, three or four games up in your division, okay, whatever. It seeps in. We're all human. But in the playoffs, how do you not play for 48 full minutes? When you know every single game counts. Every game counts. I never could get that. Just nothing to do with anything he said. I'm just, in terms of them not playing, or just something that pet peeve of mine whenever I hear someone say, well, we played 48 minutes. Well, the game is 48 minutes. I don't come with you guys and at the end of the show say, well, make sure you're following us on the Twitter, the Instagram, and Facebook at sportscave.com and say, you know what, I didn't give you 60 minutes. The 60-minute show I only gave you 56 minutes. I got to talk for this one. The job description. Anyway, Jalen Brown said they're not finished yet.
Say nothing. We got to get ready to play tomorrow. Job's not finished yet. We still got a lot of work that needs to be done.
Just think, this team is going to get back Gordon Hayward. I don't know about you. I am geeked. Geeked for this next series. And I'm counting my eggs before they hatch. Miami-Boston, man, that's going to be a good series. That's going to be a good seven-game series. And then over in the West, the Clippers took a 2-1 lead over Denver. Denver was off. First game, they looked fatigued. Second game, they came out ready. This game, they could have won this game. They really could have. I think the veteran savvy of the Clippers and the way Denver played to end the second quarter and to end the game, they just didn't play well. And if you don't believe me, here's their coach to tell you for himself, Mike.
It was very similar to the end of the second quarter. You know, we had a double-figure lead, and then they closed that second quarter on a 12-2 run, taking all momentum and making it a close game at halftime. In that fourth quarter, 23-10, even after that, 14-6 run. We could not make a shot. We were 1-for-9 from three. I believe for the fourth quarter, we were 7-of-22 from the field. And we had some really wide open looks that just didn't go down. You know, Jamal had a very uncharacteristic night, 5-of-17. Jeremy Grant, 5-of-14. I told the guys after, you know, if you're open, shoot it. You know, obviously stay aggressive, look to attack, but if we generate an open shot, step into it, shoot it with confidence. So they turned up the pressure. But to me, the story of the game was transition. Game one was one-on-one defense. Game two was their offensive rebounding. Tonight, they had 30 fast break points, which is unacceptable. 19 of those coming in the second half.
And Mike, I'll talk a little bit more about the defense.
Well, obviously, our defense wasn't where it was in game two. So now they shot 55 from the field, scored 113 points. Huge difference. So now what that means, TJ, is we're playing against a set defense. Now they can throw body after body at Jamal Murray. They can put Patrick Beverley on, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and just kind of wear him down. And so I think, as I told our players going into this game, understand why you win and why you lose. We're 5-5 in the playoffs, and our 5 wins, our defense has been great, and our 5 losses, we haven't defended very well. So we have to get back to defending to help get some easy looks in transition before they can get set, and you may get a cross match once in a while. But yeah, Jamal had some wide open looks, and you know I could tell he's starting to get down on himself, just trying to uplift him. You know, we're going nowhere without Jamal Murray and his offense, and I know he'll be better come game four.
And Jamal talked about that, said he couldn't really buy a shot. He talked about how other guys were hitting. He couldn't really get into it. In fact, you know what? Here's Jamal Murray.
I think that's why it's worse, because it was nothing they did. They didn't take us out of our game. Like I said, we just missed shots, turned the ball over, a couple of defensive lapses, and that was the game. We were up the whole game, and we had them on their heels. And like I said, it was self-inflicted. Those are the tough ones to go back to the hotel with. So we just got to be better ourselves and get ready for game four. But like I said, I just got to shoot better. I got to shoot just a little bit better. I know I'm not going to make every shot, but those open looks, those great looks that coach drew up and my teammates found me, made some great screens. Ajoku was incredible. Porter stepped up. Everybody played good, and it was just, I got to do more than that. So if I did a little more than that, we win that game.
Michael Porter played very well. I'm surprised he wasn't in more down the stretch. Mike Malone talked to that. Want to go with the veteran. And actually, I think that kind of, with Paul Millsap, I think that kind of backfired a little bit. I will tell you this, though. I don't believe in dunks and all this crap, but, man, Michael Porter had one. If you don't believe me, go to my Instagram, or our Instagram, I should say, at the Sports Cave, and check us out, Cave with the K, and you'll see that dunk that he had. Michael Porter, you got to go this
way. It definitely slipped away from us in that fourth quarter, and we definitely felt like we had this one, but give them credit. They fought to the end. But now we definitely feel like a missed opportunity.
And listen, the Clippers didn't always play better. They had some lapses on defense.
I think we gave up 6 points on side out of bounds, three-quarter court, where they threw it long and scored. I mean, those are hard to recover from, you know. And we had our lapses. There's no doubt about that, Andrew. But overall, when we lock in, we're really good.
They are. They really are. And they needed stops, though. It always comes down to defensive stops. And that's how Doc really thought, Doc Rivers, coach of the Clippers, thought the game would ultimately be decided.
They get all our defense down the stretch. You know, the game came down to one of the two teams was going to play some defense. And for 3.5 quarters, you know, both teams were basically scoring. And then the last 6 minutes, it was our defense. I thought that play by Kawhi was amazing. I didn't know it was with one finger. I thought he just blocked it, but it was impressive. I didn't even know where he came from. So it was a heck of a play.
Yeah, just incredible. Kawhi Leonard blocking shots with one finger. The hell is that? That was sick. That was crazy. But you know what? In wrapping up that game last night, I think Paul George basically said it was the best for the Clippers.
You know, we felt it. I'm sure you guys saw it. We were not going to be the team that lost tonight.
And there it was. Had their minds made up. They were not going to be the team that lost tonight. So said Paul George. Before we get out of here, some news and notes, or rather big news and notes. DeAndre Hopkins with the Cardinals got broke off, highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL right now. So if you need a loan, you need to hold $20 until payday next week. That's the man you need to call. I have more details on his contract if you go to at the Sports Cave on IG or you can check out the website at thesportscave.com with the K. All right, y'all, that's going to wrap it up. We will be back tomorrow with a preview of the NFC. Like I said, very light, not something that's going to make you sit there and study down to the fourth-string running back. Something light, and like I said, Thursday we'll give you that pick. Then on Friday we'll do the rest of the league, put some change in your pocket if you ever think for gambling is legal. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Make sure you're checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave, where Cave is with the K, the Instagram, the Facebook, and the Twitter, sportscave.com. Cave is with the K is our website. And then you can always get me on the Twitter directly at PLR on sports. Thanks for joining today. Really, really appreciate you. Make sure you get over to the IG and check out that snippet from Cigars with the Cave Show. Until tomorrow, thank you for joining us here on the Cave Show with PLR. Everyone, have a great rest of your Tuesday night. See you on Hump Day. Temptations, bring us home.